Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita. Reading from third chapter, Karma Yoga, text 28. One who is in knowledge of the absolute truth, O mighty Om, does not engage himself in the senses and sense gratification, knowing well the difference between work and devotion and work for fruit of results. Comment. Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport, quote, the knower of the absolute truth is convinced of his awkward position in material association. He knows that he is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, and that his position should not be in the material creation. He knows his real identity is part and parcel of the Supreme, who is eternal bliss and knowledge, and he realizes that somehow or other he is entrapped in the material conception of life. In his pure state of existence, he is meant to dovetail his activities in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. He therefore engages himself in the activities of Krishna consciousness and becomes naturally unattached to the activities of the material senses, which are all circumstantial and temporary. He knows that his material condition of life is under the supreme control of the Lord. Consequently, he is not disturbed by all kinds of material reactions, which he considers to be the mercy of the Lord. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, one who knows the absolute truth in three different features, namely Brahman, Paramatma, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is called Tattvavit, for he knows also his own factual position in relationship with the Supreme. End of the citation from Srila Prabhupada's purport. Comment continues. What makes the difference between work in devotion and work for fruit of results and knowledge? The tattvavit, or knower of the absolute truth, according to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, thinks, quote, I am not a guna, a quality or motive of nature, nor any product of a guna, comma, whoops, nor do I have any connection with any of the gunas or the products of the gunas, end quote. He is, as Srila Prabhupada states, quote, convinced of his awkward position in material association, end quote. 29. Bewildered by the modes of material nature, the ignorant fully engage themselves in material activities and become attached, but the wise should not unsettle them, although these duties are inferior due to the performer's lack of knowledge. Comment. Rather than pushing one who lacks knowledge to renounce his false activities, the wise will engage him in activities that will lead to knowledge. Indeed, a devotee's mood in approaching such persons is self-sacrificing and compassionate, as Srila Prabhupada reveals in his purport. Quote, men who are ignorant cannot appreciate activities in Krishna consciousness, and therefore Lord Krishna advises us not to disturb them and simply waste valuable time. But the devotees of the Lord are more kind than the Lord because they understand the purpose of the Lord. Consequently, they undertake all kinds of risks, even to the point of approaching ignorant men to try to engage them in the acts of Krishna consciousness, comma, which are absolutely necessary for the human being. End quote. Emphasizing detachment for an unqualified person may lead him to a worse condition if he is without positive work in Krishna consciousness. While the past several verses have stressed Nishkam Karma Yoga, detached work, the next verse stresses bhakti. 30. Therefore, O Arjuna, surrendering all your works unto me, with full knowledge of me, without desires for profit, with no claims to proprietorship, and free from lethargy, fight. Comment. Krishna orders Arjuna to fight, but he also describes the consciousness in which Arjuna should perform that duty, quote, without desire for profit, end quote, and, quote, with no claims to proprietorship, end quote, indicate freedom from the mode of passion, quote, freed from lethargy, end quote, hints at freedom from ignorance. Knowledge of the difference between the soul and the body is simply born of the mode of goodness. Sattva Sanjayate Jnanam from Bhagavad Gita 14:17. But, quote, full knowledge is beyond goodness and is transcendental, as it indicates knowledge of the soul's eternal relationship with Krishna. When, quote, surrendering all your works unto me, end quote, Mayi Savani Karmani, is added to the other above-mentioned requirements, Arjuna's niskam karma, fighting in goodness, becomes bhakti yoga, detached work, done in devotion, for Krishna's pleasure. Although Krishna has often requested Arjuna to act on the platform of detachment and duty, he now reveals his actual desire that Arjuna fight with devotion. Srila Prabhupada explains further, quote, this verse clearly indicates the purpose of the Bhagavad Gita. The Lord instructs that one has to become fully Krishna conscious to discharge duties as if in military discipline. Arjuna was therefore ordered by Sri Krishna to fight as if the Lord were his military commander. One has to sacrifice everything for the goodwill of the Supreme Lord and at the same time discharge prescribed duties without claiming proprietorship. Arjuna did not have to consider the order of the Lord. He only had to execute his order. End of Prabhupada's purport there. The next verse describes the result of acting in this way. 31. Those persons who execute their duties according to my injunctions and who follow this teaching faithfully, without envy, become free from the bondage of fruitive actions. Comment, Srila Prabhupada explains, the injunctions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, the injunction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is the essence of all Vedic wisdom and therefore is eternally true without exception. As the Vedas are eternal, so this truth of Krishna consciousness is also eternal. One should have firm faith in this injunction without envying the Lord. There are many philosophers who write comments on the Bhagavad Gita but have no faith in Krishna. They will never be liberated from the bondage of fruitive action. But an ordinary man with firm faith in the eternal injunctions of the Lord, even though unable to execute such orders, becomes liberated from the bondage of the law of karma. In the beginning of Krishna consciousness, one may not fully discharge the injunctions of the Lord. But because one is not resentful of this principle and works sincerely without consideration of defeat and hopelessness, he will surely be promoted to the stage of pure Krishna consciousness. Continuing the comment, in this verse, Krishna spoke of the faithful, knowledgeable, non-envious person. In text 32, we hear the defect of not developing those qualities. And we shall end here and continue soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.